Looking for a place to sip and taste wine by the glass, but you don't want to break the bank? Well, tonight's Wine of the Week is just for you.
Well, Scott Greenberg, wine columnist for the Washington Examiner, joins us now with some suggestions. And, Scott, you're talking about some wine bars and some pretty good restaurants that also do the same thing.
Absolutely. You can't lose on this one. I'm pretty lucky. I get a lot of wine samples, bottles sent to me every single week to try. Oh, it's so hard to be me. But but the advantage is I get to taste a lot of different wines. Well, what if you want to taste a bunch of different wines to try to hone your palate? What are you going to do? I think a great solution is to go to some of these wine bars where they can serve 2, 4, 6 ounce pours, and you kind of get these tastes of a lot of different wines. It's a really good idea.
Well, we're going to go across the DMV, starting with Northern Virginia. Where do you recommend we try wine there?
Well, if you want something novel, wine from a vending machine, I'm not making this up, that Evo Bistro in McLean, Virginia, the restaurant patrons can purchase a debit card, and then they use this card to help themselves from a list of over 50 wines. You literally swipe your card, it pours the sample into your glass, and voila. And you can keep recharging the card as long as you want to keep going. It's a brilliant idea.
And you smile wider as the night goes on.
That's right. You keep swiping faster.
Maryland is an interesting state to try to drink wine in. And they have unusual wine laws. Any good place there to do this kind of stuff?
God bless Jeff Heineman, the chef owner at Grapeseed Restaurant in Bethesda. He's offering a lot of high-end wines by the glass. And in Montgomery County, yeah, it is a little tricky because you have to buy all the wines through the county. But here you can get over 25 white wines and over 25 red wines by the glass. And he also throws in some sparkling and dessert wines. And you can get the glass by either a sample pour or by a full glass. And ranges from $5 to $20 a glass. Now, $20 is a full glass of wine, but the $5 for some sample pours, not a bad deal.
And finally, in D.C., if you spend a lot of time in the city or live in the city, where do you go for wine?
Well, you guys know I'm a Caps fan, so I spend a lot of time at the Verizon Center. I like to hang out at Proof. The wine bar there right by the Verizon Center, they serve 16 white wines, 16 red wines. They've got this really cool enomatic system. It uses argon gas to keep the bottles fresh, and they are ready to go. They serve by 2, 6, or 8.5 ounce pours, and they range anywhere from $7 to $22. There's also 8 sparkling wines and 8 dessert wines by the glass. It's a good way to see a Caps game.
All right. Sounds great. Scott Greenberg, wine columnist for the Washington Examiner. Want to know what wine to drink with your next meal? Check out all Scott's wine recommendations on WTOP.com. Search Wine of the Week.